Hello, and welcome back to Russell's Rants. It's one of the few times that I've done this in, like, I don't know, the past, like, year or so. So I am going back to try to put out podcasts and episodes and try to talk shit about things that I don't really need to talk shit about. let's get this started. So this podcast is going to be a little short one. And I've been wanting to do this for the entire time that I've been doing podcasts, is that I wanted to review beers. And I've always wanted to review beers and let people know which beers are good and which beers are terrible. Also, recently found out that I do have sponsorships from Anchor. I don't know how to figure things out about how to make money or other things on there, because I'm a crown eater and I'm kind of retarded. So, this beer that I decided to buy today because it seemed pretty cool, and it was okay. It's not really that great. It's from Wise Man Brewing Company. Wise, as in like a wise person. And it is known as Snoop Dogg. It is a cream ale, and it is a 5.6 for alcohol. It has a Snoop Dogg on the cover, and literally is a dog with dreads. It is brewed in Winston-Salem, which is like down the road from me. I think it's like an hour and a half or two. I don't know. So this beer, I decided to buy it, like I said, because the can kind of caught my eye, and it's Snoop Dogg and it's cream ale, which is kind of funny, but they should have named it actually Wu-Tang, because, you know, cream. And the can, it says, when I'm no longer rapping, I want to open an ice cream parlor and call it Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg said that. I don't know what to really think about that, but I guess, I mean, he hasn't really done anything relevant other than trying to talk shit about Trump, even though he just sounded like a goddamn idiot, which 90% of the people do, but that's them. So it's a cream ale. If you ever had a cream ale, it's pretty basic. It's supposed to be sweet, kind of light. I would say this is probably a pretty solid beer for, I don't know, maybe a Sunday fun day. Or golfing. I would say golfing also. I don't golf because that's never came across my mind. I'm not a fucking basic white person. Anyways, so I thought it was pretty okay. It's pretty okay. I don't know how Ryan thought about it. Ryan?
No, I only took one sip.
Well, come on, Ryan.
For a cream ale, it's definitely got that creamy smoothness, you know?
Yeah.
Personally, for a cream ale, I really liked it. Then again, I don't know.
Well, Catawba also has a pretty solid cream ale. Obviously, the Evening Joe with the coffee. Some reason I have a weird thing about coffee cream ale. I just don't understand why I love it so much, but it's one of my favorites. Coffee cream ale is pretty solid. But like I said, I've been wanting to do a podcast where we discuss beers and talk about other beers and go from there. I've been trying to use my mic, but recently I decided to say fuck it, and I am going to use my phone for this podcast. And I know that it is making me sound like I'm all over the place, but there is a lot of thoughts, especially when you're doing like this whole freehand on the podcast. So I thought it was a pretty solid cream ale. I think there's better cream ales out there. I don't know what their other beers are like. I'm pretty sure it's probably a decent beer. I mean, I don't know, like, it's kind of hard to do, like, a time slot for, like, trying to explain a beer that's not really that great. Ryan?
I like Wise Man Brewing in general. I've tried, like, two or three of their beers now.
Yeah.
They've all been pretty good. Where are they from?
Winston-Salem, dude.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, yeah, no, they're from Winston-Salem, so I don't know, I don't know much about them, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably like every other brewery. It's just like, hey, our owner, he decided to start a brewery. This is what he wanted to do, because that's what owners do. So I would say that if you guys wanted something for like either golfing or sitting around on a Sunday, grilling out, not doing much, chilling, I guess Snoop Dogg would be a pretty solid beer for that. I would give it a personal best of 3 out of 5. I don't go anything over 5 because, well, there ain't really anything perfect. So I don't expect that. Like I said, I mean, it's a pretty solid beer. Beer is beer. Beer is great. So I just figured I would do this little short podcast and let everybody know that I'm still alive and I am still willing to do more podcasts. Hopefully in the coming months or in the coming weeks with football season coming around the corner, I can actually start doing a more of a podcast where I can express my feelings and talk about shit that I don't really need to talk about.
So, this next weekend is the beginning of football season.
Next weekend, actually this Thursday is the beginning of football season.
It's true. I don't really count Thursday night football.
No, it's actually the opening night. So it's Green Bay. I believe it's Green Bay versus Chicago, which, to be 100% honest with you, I don't really give shit about either team.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big rivalry, man.
It is. Did you see Peyton Manning got fucking dubbed into the Chicago Bears fan club?
Really?
Yeah, they did the whole like baptism and everything. And it was like the two fat comedians, the ones that always, like, I believe they were the ones, the original ones from Saturday Night Live, where they were like, oh, Joe Bearish. They're eating sausages and drinking beers and shit.
Oh, besides Farley?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a pretty funny video. I watched it and I was just like, okay, this
is. What is this at?
It's on the Twitter sphere.
Twitter sphere.
Yeah, see, I have Twitter because I'm a troll. Yeah. It's on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's probably on other social platforms because I think it was on the NFL's Twitter page. Like I said, they dubbed Peyton Manning as a Bears fan. So Peyton Manning became a Bears fan. You know, Peyton Manning's still one of the greatest quarterbacks. Pretty cool dude, apparently. I don't know. I think he's a goddamn giant douche, but whatever. That's me. So, I want to just let everybody know that thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to all the other episodes. I'm sorry that it's been a year or two. I just wish that other people would share my content. So, just make sure that you pass it on to other people.
Dude, the cherry wood smells so good.
And we are grilling out, and I'm going to end it on this. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Like I said before, I will try to push out more content and I'll try to have like a beer of the week. Thank you.